Well, thanks, Eden and JL. If Eden and JL sound excited, it's because they requested Shark Week. And if I sound excited, it's because we're so excited about Shark Week. And I'll tell you what, we have the coolest guest with us this week, kids commuters, Clark Bunting. He's the former president and general manager of Discovery Networks and one of the co-inventors of Shark Week. Is that true, Clark?
Kate, I was part of the original creative team. That was the first year of Shark Week in 1988. But like most things that have a lot of success, there's a little controversy. There's some folks who claim they were the fifth Beatle. And there was also an interesting article, if you have the opportunity to read, in The Atlantic that claimed that we created Shark Week in a bar on the back of a bar napkin. Completely untrue.
Oh, it's not true. How did you come up with Shark Week?
It was a, we were doing an offsite at a hotel in downtown DC with our founder and CEO, John Hendricks, and the Discovery Channel programming team. And we were sitting around trying to figure out how could we punch through the clutter. We were little guys, relatively newly launched cable net, and we were trying to figure out how we could zig when the broadcaster zagged. So Shark Week was something we said, look, if we do this in the summer and the broadcasters are in repeats, shark programming seems to do pretty well. Maybe this will work.
And lo, can you tell us a little bit about the numbers of success of that working? Because again, I know that Shark Week is something that many people just love.
Well, I mean, the honest answer is we had no idea that it was going to work out as well as it did. It really at the time was just simply, this is a programming stunt to try to bring people to look at Discovery, sample Discovery in the early days. But now I think it's broadcast in something on the order of 72 countries. It goes around the world, and it's both been a lot of fun. And also it's an opportunity to talk about sharks, to talk about conservation, talk about habitat and the importance of sharks in the marine ecosystem.
And it has raised a lot of awareness from what I can see.
Yeah, what started off as just simply a programming stunt has really turned into something that, as I said, I don't think any of us predicted at the time, and the longest running programming stunt on cable television.
Well, it's a pretty successful stunt. I think by now we've moved past stunt into tradition. So we're going to start off with our tradition of Shark Week with some very sharky music. This is the theme from Jaws by John Williams. those two notes. Those two notes are on purpose by composer John Williams to show that unrelenting shark. It's only thinking about one thing, basically. Hungry, 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 hungry. And that was the unforgettable theme from Jaws by John Williams from the original motion picture soundtrack. Now, kids commuters, we're going to start our new Quizlet for the week. All week long, we'll ask you this question. If you get the answer right, we'll send you a little prize envelope in the mail. We'll give you a shout-out on the air and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize, 50 packets of applesauce from our friends at Go-Go Squeeze. Okay, Clark, what's our question?
What kind of shark is featured in the movie Jaws?
Thank you, Clark.
Thank you.
Okay, that is the question. What kind of shark is featured in the movie Jaws? Do you know right off the top of your head? If you do, or the tip of your fin, send it to us in a text message to area code 231-237-7482 with your name and address. Now, if you don't know yet, do not worry. Clark will be dropping you hints throughout the week. All right, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.
You're going to need a bigger boat.